During the 2008 financial crisis, the U.S. auto sector was in deep trouble, with both General Motors and Chrysler requiring federal bailouts to survive bankruptcy. During the years thereafter, the domestic auto sector steadily rebounded and eventually generated record sales and profits. But as reported by CNN Money, late last month, Ford disclosed that it may have to slash $3 billion in costs, which may entail trimming its global workforce by around 10%. That's 20,000 jobs. Ford is cutting costs so that it can invest in new technologies. The reason? Automakers need to meet the challenges posed by electric and self-driving cars. GM has already cut production at four of its U.S. assembly lines and laid off about 4,400 factory workers. Fiat Chrysler has laid off 1,300 workers at a Detroit-area assembly line, and Toyota and Nissan have signaled that they may be cutting production as well. Automakers are investing billions of dollars to develop new vehicles, in part because they are facing competitive threats from upstarts like Tesla and Uber. Tesla's market value has risen above that of either Ford or GM. Other companies like Google and Apple are also stepping into the auto industry. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.